When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, William Cyberline, 844 Radio US, 844 Radio US, host 2020 at cyber-line.com, facebook.com/cyberlinenet. Our social media is our arena. I can help you out with that one. And of course, the Tweety at Cyberline USA. All right, you got several little guys there.
So Google's really been bugging me lately. And I don't know about you.
Google's bugging everybody lately.
It is. I mean, I like Google, but I'll tell you what. Now I'm starting to run on this 15 gigabyte limit. And I don't know if anyone else has had this issue, but your phone starts bugging you and telling you, hey, you've got, you're about to run out of space here. Do you want to spend more money with us? Hey, we're about to run out of space. And it keeps telling me I've got to go over there and get, you know, either get rid of the space. Well, right now I'm just doing that. I'm getting rid of the space, going through my email, and that's really the biggest place that you find a lot of usage. But if you want to know more about what's going on in your device, go over to one, it's O-N-E, not the number one, but O-N-E.google.com, and it tells you the storage and more with your Google One device. You can go in and find out more of what's going on inside of your phone or your other device that you're using to store with Google, or you can actually upgrade your account, and that's what they're trying to go for is you go for the upgrades. 15 gig is free, which is nice. They do have an upgrade there, though, that you can go for if you want to go from 15 gig to 100 gig, $199 a month. Not bad.
Not bad at all.
200 gig, $299 a month. And then if you want 2 terabytes... $9.99 a month. So that's not bad.
No,
to keep hold everything there, you know, not bad at
That's like tired, decent, average hard drive.
But those are the things that you get. You get access. Oh, it even says you get access to Google Experts. Not sure what that means. Like to know a little bit more about that. Options to add your family. That's good because if I can add my family in and have them participate as part of this whole thing, then that makes it actually more worthwhile. I could actually see doing the 2 terabytes, maybe going all the way up to $9.99 a month if the entire family is included in this. So not bad. I guess I'm going to keep it in mind and go from there. You can back up your phone, sync your media photos. You've got, and the biggest, if anyone needs to look for it, look for your Gmail. You can actually use your filters on your Gmail account to get the largest emails that you've got and maybe go through those and sort it by the larger images, the larger Gmail emails in your account, and then delete them. And hopefully, you know, as long as you're not deleting something that's important to you, you know, you might be able to free up some space there.
Yeah.
And that's what I've done on mine. So not bad. Oh, so that's enough of that. I got a phone call yesterday.
You did?
It was interesting. From T-Mobile.
T-Mobile?
They want to sell me.
What do those buggers want from you now?
Oh, they want to do home internet.
Oh, they called you about the home internet,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, it's not bad. They wanted to, for $50. They said it's unlimited bandwidth, you know, but it's 5G. So this is one of these routers that they're able to sell you.
You take it off the towers.
Yeah. Yeah, so you keep it at home. It was unlimited bandwidth. They didn't have a data cap on there, so that was good. But their terms of service, they do not want you doing things like running a server out of your home. So you can't do these automated things.
There's always these little caveats.
Yeah. It's designed for you to download stuff. It looks like that's...
Can't have unlimited data for hacking?
I guess not. The only
ransomware.
The only thing I didn't understand was, you know, and that's 5 gig speed. So the in many cases, depending on where you're at, you can get speeds over 100 megabits,
yeah,
which is not bad. And this may be an option for a lot of people out there that are looking for this kind of... requirement. Now, when I went to look it up on their website themselves, I was telling basically since I have Fios, I was like, don't think I need it. And the price is better actually for what I'm doing right now for the Fios. So I was happy with just sticking with Fios there. This looked like a really good alternative. And that is because the speeds are so fast downloading, I haven't also gotten a chance to test out their latency. So I don't know about that, but when I've tested their speed in the past, it's really decent. And I'd be happy enough with using that because you can hotspot your phone and maybe you get a good idea of how fast this internet's going to be. But just to get a phone call out of the blue from the T-Mobile people and asking them if I wanted to do that, I was like, hey, this is not bad.
Yeah, they're looking through the bills going, hey, has this person got this? No, call them.
Yeah, let's see. What were some of the things? Okay, they did have what speed can I expect? And, yeah, over 100 megabits. Often you see 25 megabits or more, so that's good. Can I purchase higher speed service? Nope. Nope. You know, it's one size fits all.
Yep.
So they do that.
They're like, well, do you really need more than a gig anyway?
Yeah. Let's see. Are there ways I cannot use? Yeah, we talked about that already. Let's see. What is the T-Mobile home internet? Let's see. It allows you. You know what? Everybody knows what internet is, so yeah, There's no difference there.
There's like Clear that used to be out and all these others. Basically, they're just picking off the towers. You got a box in the house. It's got a chip in it to talk to the tower, and then it's going to either have connections on the back for wiring or do everything through Wi-Fi.
So it looks like it's $60 a month with auto pay plus taxes. Let's see. Yeah, not bad. Although they did have a deal when they were calling me that it was $10 cheaper if I'd taken it.
Yeah.
And if I take it in the next 30 days, I can get it for $10, you know, $50 a month, $10 cheaper. So that's not bad. And then again, we already talked about the data cap signing. So not bad at all. So one more issue that just a little thing anyway is USB devices. You know how these USB devices that we're always wondering how much power we can put through these things? They've pumped up the amount of power you can put through the latest USB-C power cables. And that is they've got a new one that'll support 240 watts of power through this. And yeah, it's, you know, I know. Everybody's like,
Communicator's going to like that one. See the little thing go, that's it.
Hey, well, it allows up to, it said 5 amps. Now, that seems like a lot, but that's a healthy amount of power.
Well, the average on a good day, you know, everything was 1 amp.
Uh-huh.
And get really good speed before the C's came along, you had a 2 amp.
Uh-huh.
So now you're running C. I run C with a 2 amp in the car and moves pretty well. I don't have a fast charger. I just have a regular plug that gives me a 1 amp, 2 amp. You can switch between them. And to do that with a C at 5 amp, God, that'd be wonderful.
Uh-huh. So they allow it to do up to 240 watts. Prior to the update, the USB power delivery was limited to 100 watts via a solution based on 20 volts using USB-C cables rated at 5 amps. The USB-C Type-C specification also... has been updated to release, let's see, where were they? I lost my place. Ah, here we go. Key characteristics. A choice of three new fixed voltages, 28 volts, 36 volts, and 48 volts. You know, the point is that you can put some more, much more power through these things. And what does that let you do? Let you do things like power monitors, okay?
48 volts DC, you can either charge up your phone power monitor or your Lionel train set.
Yeah.
Because that's what it used to be. It was a step-down transformer. It's 48 volts DC.
But a lot more adjustable, so that's good there. So new things coming down the pike on that one. So here's one more I thought was very interesting. I should have mentioned it last hour. But Discovery Channel is got a new show that they're looking to get people on board with. It's called Who Wants to Be an Astronaut?
Me.
Yeah. Hey, have you ever, and if you go to their websites, discovery.com/shows/who-wants-to-be-an-astronaut.
God, I hate that.
Or just type in Who Wants to Be an Astronaut, and I'm sure it'll
Google
pop
it.
Up. Yep. So have you ever gazed up at the stars and wondered what it would feel like to be looking back down on Earth? Are you a space enthusiast who would give anything to travel to space but never thought you'd have the opportunity? Welcome to Who Wants to Be an Astronaut, the ultimate chance of a lifetime. Compete for a seat on a flight to the International Space Station, where the winner will be able to do something only a handful of humans have ever done, travel into space.
Yeah, but you get to actually do something. Instead of pop into the ISS and go, oh, this is nice. All right, back in the capsule with you, your liability.
Hey, I'm a little bit concerned about that whole issue of aliens, you know, the movie. But other than that, not bad. I think this would be awesome.
I'm sure it would.
I'm not. So what do they want you to do? Basically, go to that website that I told you about a minute ago. And
the button says apply here.
Yeah, they want a, if this sounds like a mission you want to be a part of, now is your chance. Fill out the application below and submit a short 30 to 60 second video telling us about yourself, why you deserve a chance to travel to space, what it would mean to you, and why you want to participate. We can't wait to hear from you. Good luck. Apply here. So, yeah, just go check it out. Not bad.
Not bad at all.
So, yeah, that's it. I think that's it for this stuff. But
I had a meme that was sent down to me talking about young girls looking for images. And I got a picture. And one side of it is one of the Kardashians. And she's standing there like she's in a photo suit. There's a really small red bikini. And she's holding a phone, taking a picture of herself.
Uh-huh.
And says, on the left is some Kardashian, I don't forget which one it was, talking about how, you know, people look up and breaking the internet with this picture and da-da-da. Then on the other side is this young girl in a NASA flight suit. And forget her name, but we've got all this up on the Fanbook page as well. And basically says she's the first woman to complete all the NASA tests and pass at 19 years old.
Wow.
And she has applied to the astronaut program and is possibly be one of the first people to travel to Mars.
Nice.
And had these two compared and said, which one would you rather have your daughter as a role model? And I said, fantastic. Of all people that sent this down to me, I'm friends with Claudine Pepin, Jacques Pepin's daughter.
Uh-huh.
And we talk back and forth, and she finds me hilarious, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And she posted this, and I said, oh, I am running with this. And it is a great comparison. And I'm like, you know, what the hell have the Kardashians done? And here's a girl that is working her way up the ladder to one day step foot on Mars. And I swear, if there's any Kardashians on Mars, that rover we talked about with the lasers that's going to go hunt down the Chinese rover, it's going to get done with that Chinese rover beating the crap out of it out of some rock mine, and it's swinging for the Kardashians.
Well, you know, I'm sure that would
if
be...
If they open a bar on Mars, that rover's coming.
You know, I mean, see, but you guess what? You just created a new reality show on Mars.
Who wants to send a Kardashian to Mars?
Hey. Yeah, Total Recall.
Yeah, we just throw them in a little box down there to see which one, you know, steps out. We send a diplomat to recognize.
Hey. Yeah, not bad.
There's five Kardashians. There's only four oxygen tanks.
But
your
I
job,
do,
find one.
I do like to hear, you know, these stories of of people. There's so many stories that we hear about you know, emotions, feel good, and all this kind of stuff. But this is awesome to hear someone that's actually going out there and able to set a standard for other young adults to aspire to, and not just young women, but young men too. I mean, everybody can aspire to actually go through and be able to pass all those tests by 19 years old. Yeah. That's impressive.
Very impressive.
So the amount of...
Now, I don't know. I'll have to do some more digging because I don't know if she went through space camp, because a lot of them started space camp and worked their way up, kind of thing. But she passed all the tests at 19.
Yeah, the amount of intellectual acumen that you've got to go through, the amount of all the different things that you've... the tests where you've got to go flying and go, you know, test out how good your solid your stomach is. Are you able to go and do these things in mid-flight when they go spaceless? I mean, they take you up in one of those planes.
And of course, you put a Kardashian in flight.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of pressures, what, like four G's that are applied on you as you're going off. That would be a great way to experiment and test silicone implants and the gravitational pressures that are applied onto them, you know, while in spaceflight. So there is something good for a Kardashian.
Okay, yeah, there you go. Good point. I'm glad you're on it.
Let's see if we can get the grant and make a profit off of it.
Yeah. But yeah, I really like to see it when they go through. It's you don't see as much of the media focusing in on people that are actually true heroes, you know, the things that you're trying to aspire to. Yeah, I mean, this is what we should be doing, and that is to, you know, move the society forward.
I'm really appalled at the stuff that is out there for women, because, I mean, you know, back in the day when there was radio, a lot of the DJs would spin music, because then you had housewives at home and doing whatever and wanted to hear a little something, and they'd have shows to the housewife, specifically designed like Housewife's Choice and things like that. Now the stuff that we have when you walk through the tabloids going to get your groceries done and all the stuff that is on TV is just an insult in my point to women. So anyway, I want to tell you about who's replacing Rush Limbaugh. Somebody for the last week told you that he was the replacement. Guess again. We'll be right back. Big William Cyberline with you. I'm not going to give you the phone number right now because it's the end of the show. But anyway, I wanted to tell you a couple things that I was rather irked about this week, and you probably don't know about either. As everybody knows, Rush Limbaugh passed away back in February, and there had been talk about, you know, who's going to replace Rush. Well, they decided over at Rush, they've got what they call guide hosts and playing old tapes that are relevant to what's going on at the time of Rush, and is doing very well in the ratings, and actually other stations are now picking it up. So after 90 days... they had to make decisions on keep Rush or go with somebody else. Well, they announced over at Cumulus that Dan Bongino was replacing Rush. That's right. He's replacing Rush and in the 12 to 3 p.m. Eastern time slot that Rush is in. So there was talk about Rush having a replacement, but the original team, Bo Snerdy and everybody, working with them. So they have promoted for the last week that Bongino is Rush's replacement. Au contraire. So come to find out that they were going to do some stuff later on, but because now that Bongino and everything out, Premier Radio, which owns the Rush Limbaugh show, or at least distributes it unlike Cumulus, says Clay Travis and Buck Sexton's show will air in the same time slot beginning June 21st in an effort to replace the hole left from Rush Limbaugh's passing.
Right.
Excuse me a minute. Sorry about that. So anyway, here's the deal. I was listening to Bongino's show Friday, because Thursday they made the announcement. And then here comes Bongino having to backtrack and trying to explain the whole radio industry. Well, I want to go into great detail, but here's what happened. And I'm like, you little bastards. I knew for a fact you were lying. They tried to play it off that Bongino was Rush's replacement, meaning I'm coming into the studio. I have been hired to replace Rush. And he's like, I love Rush Limbaugh. God rest his soul. You know, I've grown up on Rush. I'm not going to be Rush, but, you know, I'm going to have a show. And if you listen to the 5 days, Bongino stands alone. He's okay. But the thing is, Cumulus played a fooly on you. I don't want to say they out lied, but they tried to make everybody think, oh, no, we are Russia's replacement. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, while that was going on, there was a division that had to be done. You either took Bongino or you took Rush.
Right.
Than its current form. And a lot of the 50,000-watt blowtorches and high-top stations in the markets are owned by Cumulus. Well, Premier, which is part of iHeartRadio, works and owns syndication of Limbaugh. So now Cumulus is making money because that's now their product, Bongino. They don't have to split it with iHeart and have it on there and say, well, we get a take. Now we get the whole pie. Well, then Buck Sexton and the guy shows up. They're the real deal. They're the ones replacing Rush. What they also didn't tell you was there's not one person replacing Rush. There's five.
Ah.
Because Dana Loesch is now being looked at to take some of the stations. Buck Sexton then will come out on the 21st, of course. There's another guy. I've seen him. I can't remember his name, but he is out there in the 12 to 3 slot right. going after it. And here at USA Radio, we also have a deal with Todd Starnes out of Memphis, who, by the way, is a great guy and great talk show host and being distributed by the network in that slot.
I'm just saying it would take five people to replace Rush.
Yeah, but depending on where people want to go, they're divvying up those across the five people.
I understand.
But I thought it was very misleading for all of them to come out and say, hey, Bongino is taking over Rush's slot. When, in fact, he was not.
Yeah.
Because Bo Snerdly and the others were still trying to figure out what they were going to do.
Right. I will say I miss Rush. Whenever there was anything going on in politics, just anything on a day-to-day basis, he always had a nice, very level-headed response or just to talk about what was going on in the current media. And, there's always people trying to say what Rush meant, try to inflame little wars and stuff.
Yeah, the media loves to do that. What he really said was.
Yeah, but.
Sorry, stupid. We heard what he said.
If you listen to Rush and just listen to him directly, you'd understand. I mean, there was a lot of good conservative ideals that he'd put out there. And he'd really call a lot of politicians on the carpet for, just doing maybe good things or dumb things. And I really enjoyed listening to that balance that he had. He really had a very balanced approach to all of the stories were out there, all the politicians.
And what's funny about it is that he's deceased and stations are still staying with him.
Yeah.
And instead of taking Bongino, and to make up the difference, they had to blow up small and medium market stations, flipping sports to talk, flipping Spanish to talk, a country satellite one in Salem, Ohio, which is near Youngstown, they had to flip because the Youngstown affiliate is still keeping Rush. Cleveland's still keeping Rush, but they got him on a small station. And, well, Bongino's in the market. So he goes. So thanks, Cumulus, for, trying to play the fooly on us. But luckily, we were smarter than you thought we were.
I will say my app, it's not showing me all the videos that they used to have on Rush.
But I have to look at that, too. All right. So we're going to let you go. See you next week. In the words of the great immortal Orson Welles, we remain, as always, obediently yours. Good night.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.